This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. It's the G-Back Nation, hour number four. And it's essentially our opening day here at the ballpark. Our first of many shows this season on your home of the Rangers, live at the Globe, the Comerica Backyard, center field, suite level. You know, if you're on your way out here, we'd love to have you swing on by. They're handing out Peagle bobbleheads. The fans are psyched. The Rangers victorious in their two opening series and now hosting the Rays tonight. 6:30 pregame coming up with Sands. Tyler Mahle on the hill. We're excited to see, you know, what he can do in his second start. Got to talk a lot of football between now and then, and here's the Chief with an edition of the finest.
Thank you very much. Okay, and the countdown to the loaded Hurtado baked potato is on, ladies and gentlemen, as Ruben Portillo, our wonderful engineer, has scurried on over to the Hurtado concession stand, and he's going to be bringing back those loaded baked potatoes. I cannot wait to crush it. With my hands and mouth only, I am very much so looking forward to that. Now, I was looking forward to getting the DeMarvion Overshown news today that he's been teasing for so long, and I'm wondering if we're getting ball sacked on this thing.
I don't think so.
You don't think
we're getting Agent Zero?
Yeah.
I think you're on to something.
I thought I was, too. I thought he was going back to the number zero like he repped at UT. And yesterday, he said tomorrow around noon, right at noon yesterday with the countdown clock. And then today, I'm on the Twitter account. I see nothing. There's been no announcements made. So I don't know if he's pulling a fast one on us, or if plans got changed, or if they got delayed a little bit.
I think you're on to something.
We haven't gotten any updates of, like, my apologies, guys. I thought it was going to be a noon announcement, but it might be a different day.
Slight delay. Stand by. None of that.
I don't think Overshown's the ball sacking kind of guy.
No, I'm sure it's just a matter of time. Maybe with the 30-day visits, they were like, hey, just give us some time. We'll make this official afterwards.
Sometimes you can get real enthusiastic and think something sounds like a great idea, and you're not a daily social media guy. Maybe you don't circle back around. Maybe you don't even think about it.
Really left the people hanging here on the edge of our seats. What's the Overshown?
I mean, you can only get away with it once, but that's a pretty good tease. You know, raised his brand awareness a little bit.
That's true.
I'd be looking for a payoff, and you know,
I think it's going to happen.
I think you're
on to something.
Well, can somebody confirm whether or not this particular excerpt is a ball sacking, or if this is just tried and true football? Because I saw a quote.
Well, if you're questioning it,
from Peyton Manning. About his brother Eli.
Be ball sacking, okay. If that's the case.
And we know how those guys like to poke fun at each other.
You sure do.
Yeah. But it's a compliment, it's a ball sack.
Okay, well, this is not a compliment, so maybe this is football. As the story reads, most people don't know that Cooper, Arch's dad, was the most talented athlete in the family. I was the best in school. Eli was different. We didn't think he had the cognitive capacity to play football. Peyton says of Eli, one time when we were kids, I took his tennis ball that dad let him play with in the backyard. He became filled with rage. He picked me up and threw me clear across the yard in a perfect spiral. I've never seen such strength.
Through
Dad
meat.
Called it his quote-unquote special power. So we taught him how to throw, taught him a few sentences, and sent him off to Ole Miss. The rest is history.
I love it.
If he said it, he said it tongue-in-cheek, and it's brilliant. I hope it's real.
I bet it's real.
I hope that is
he's
real.
He's talked about Cooper being the best athlete
special
before.
Strength.
So I think this is accurate.
Oh, how beautiful. Look how gorgeous this is.
Oh, we've got
double
potatoes.
Fisting Hurtado loaded baked potatoes.
Attaboy,
here.
Ruben
at
Portillo.
Globe Life Field. Ruben Portillo bringing it strong. Look at that. Oh,
Dawson
my.
Is now. He is,
oh, my.
Dawson is.
Gosh.
Is there anything on there like sour cream
look
or anything like that?
Look at the size of that, dude. Dawson,
that's not old decal. And oh, salute to Broadus for he's a jolly good fella.
They got to be injecting these potatoes.
Picking these up.
God knows.
I'm going to take a picture and post them at G-Bag Nation.
Extra large potatoes.
That's a roided baked
that's
potato.
That's a monster.
Right,
that's a potato football.
Yeah.
That thing's put not, a business card next to it for scale.
Shout out to Rachel Ring, who's come firsthand to view this.
Rachel's the one who showed the
there's
photo.
There's no way in hell you're eating this with your hands.
Opening.
You can't
week.
Pick that up.
You can't pick it up.
I mean, you could maybe cradle it.
I was thinking this was your run-of-the-mill regulation potato.
Nah.
That's a potato on steroids.
Nah, I'm not kidding you.
Steroid
that's
potato.
Probably five baked potatoes in one.
Can we show it
right?
on the camera?
Would you yes, please?
Yeah.
Oh,
God, please
God,
this
good
idea.
Look
at
the tonnage.
Oh, there's jalapenos.
Waltrick, you got to hold this.
Am I holding it the right way
queso. Yeah, that's good. See, the queso is going to make that really hard to that's gonna be a messy, messy
I think one. The general size of this thing I might have bit off more than I could chew.
Well, yeah, you did.
Just I mean I didn't know
time.
It was a freaking football.
Yeah, that's
a
that is the size of a football
baked potato. Hold that thing.
That is
please
the size
hold
of
it
football.
Waltrick.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to two-hand
I almost fingered it. You do have to two-hand it. Oh, this is like at least 3 pounds.
I was gonna say dude,
at least 3 pounds.
That's a newborn baby.
Golly.
Wrapped up in a potato sleeve.
This is gushing with God knows. What's
looks incredible.
On it does look great, but that's a hefty. It's like a torpedo bat.
That's more than I signed up for.
Yeah,
but I signed up for it.
That's
so
large. And
here we are. I'm looking forward to that. All right, now let's go ahead and let's talk a little. Let's talk some backs. Actually, first we have to acknowledge what Julio Jones hanging him
oh,
up.
Oh yeah, Julio Jones officially retired.
Officially
retired.
He's been unofficially retired for the last probably 3 or 4 years.
I guess he was like trying to maybe consider playing last year, but nobody called. So now he's officially retired. He sent
you
his
hate
papers.
To see it. I mean, the man was washed up for a good 4 years before he retired. About a little self-awareness, Jules.
Man, tell you what, I'm hungry though.
13 season, 7-time Pro Bowler.
Go for it.
What could have been?
I'll go for it here in a moment. Now, we did have an anonymous NFL executive likening Ben Johnson to Sean McVay and the void for the Lions offense.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's going to be huge.
Okay.
Ben Johnson took total advantage of the 4-down game management approach from Man Campbell because he's really, really good at play calling. He's an evil genius, is what he said. He says losing him would almost be like the Rams losing Sean McVay.
Wow.
Oh. If that proves true, I mean, that'll be an interesting case study. In the same division, how well can Ben Johnson acclimate to being the head man for what has been a disaster class of a franchise for many years? Can he propel them into some level of playoff conversation all the while, same division, now that the Lions have been torn down from a staff standpoint because it's also Aaron Glenn on the defensive side? Man, we saw how tough that was for the Eagles the first time around.
You know, I like the comparison that it could be as bad as losing McVay. I just can't go to Ben Johnson's as good as McVay because what you mentioned there, managing the team and everything, it's just it's tough. I think you could be tactically and schematically the best and fail as a head coach because of the responsibility of leading those men and all those other coaches. Mm-hmm. It's just it's such a massive job, and a lot of people just don't have the fortitude, the character, the charisma, whatever it takes to be the leader of all of them.
The other news from earlier we mentioned, but the Chargers have signed former Cowboys backup quarterback Trey Lance to a 1-year deal worth up to $6.2 million. So he doesn't have to go to, what was that, Saskatchewan?
CFL.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Harbaugh probably know what to do with him.
Yeah.
And that's to stop pretending like he'll ever be a good thrower.
Yeah, that's just to hand the ball off, really. That's what you do with Trey Lance. You give him the ball to hand it to another guy.
You run with him. you know, you throw sparingly and you hand off with him. And if you're doing that, then I think he's got a decent chance of getting you a win in the regular season if the schedule sets up while your guy's out.
Colorado Buffaloes had their pro day today, and Deion Sanders promised his son Shiloh a brand new car if he clocked in a 4.4 on his 40-yard dash. What do you think Shiloh ran?
4.5 or 4.7.
He was 4.5 plus, I'm sure, like 4.53.
4.52 and a 4.59 were the two times for old Shiloh.
4.52, 4.59. You split that's 7. That's 4.55.
Yeah. So
I'll take the over.
He will not be getting the 4.4 speed vehicle that his father promised him. It is crazy that Deion could be that fast, that explosive and athletic, and his sons, yes, they are like general human population, extreme athletes, but on NFL standards, they don't even come close. Like, Shador Sanders is not some Lamar Jackson type. If you were telling me that Deion Sanders' son was going to be playing quarterback in the NFL, you'd be like, okay, is he Jaden Daniels? Is he Lamar Jackson? Is he Kyler Murray? It's like, no, he's not really super mobile. He's not a super speedster. Shiloh, who's a DB, same thing.
It just shows the genetic lottery that you got to hit, even if your parents got it. Mm-hmm. You know, you still. It's so rare that a great has another kid that's a great. Like, the Manning family might be the rare exception. You know,
the Griffey son might be better than the dad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Griffey Jr. better than Griffey Sr. Is there another Griffey coming?
No, I was just saying that.
I mean, the Kachucks right now in the NHL, that's
the Kachucks are pretty right about that. That's true.
But usually it's like 50-50, right? Like, if you're super fast and your spouse is super slow, your kid's going to have average speed, right? Usually it doesn't, like, lock on to the best one.
It's funny you say that, because Odell Beckham's mom was a track athlete at LSU.
Yeah.
And dad was a football player.
Yeah, you got to get both.
You got to get both, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Somebody said that
poor Abby.
I did mention the other day, the 817, saying that once I looked at the potato, I'd be able to ballpark how many bites it would take.
You did.
I'm thinking 25 bites on this.
25
thing.
Bites?
Add a one to that.
Is
bro.
That bigger than what you
it's
thought it was?
125 bites.
125? Yes, it's bigger than I didn't think it was going to be bigger than your dome, bro.
I'm so happy.
I didn't think it was
right
going to be Bochy's size.
He did
dome.
Get the bigger of the two, by the way.
Oh, man.
Brian. Yeah, I did get the bigger of the two.
Oh,
yeah. That's fine.
As you should.
Now we're He's used to that.
Oh, my father in law just walked by.
Unbelievable.
That's who that was smiling at us?
Yep.
Salute to
Big
you, sir.
Solo right there.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Thank God.
Congratulations.
Okay.
On the son in law of the year.
We have some sound. Saquon Barkley.
Did you just kind of wave him off?
I thought he was going to try and jump on air. I'm like, I don't need you telling any stories about me.
You kind of shoot off your father.
He did. He kind of gave him the wave, like, don't embarrass
get,
me. Don't
get
embarrass
out of
me.
Step back. Stay behind
no,
them.
He's awesome.
It's a proud grandpa right there. You can see it in his eyes.
Yeah, he is, man.
Yeah, he's like, what the hell are you doing here working?
Saquon Barkley was on Hot Ones.
he was on Hot Ones?
He's on Hot Ones.
Nice.
And
that's a weak challenge.
Oh, jeez.
The Hot Ones sauces are actually not that
weak. We've done this. We were eating them with steak. It was weak. Weak challenge.
We did enjoy them, but everybody handled
it
differently.
Bro, you did not have a problem with that.
No, we didn't.
Dawson, just cut it in half.
We were
going on the side. There you go.
Dawson's digging into the HGH, human growth
hormone potato.
It's got to be
injected with something, man.
He looks
like
he
potatoes
just
like this
tasted
normally.
A little bit of heaven.
It's injected with barbecue brilliance.
And
oh,
love.
My gosh. Okay, wow. Here's Saquon Barkley. Talking on Hot Ones about his Welcome to the NFL moment featuring Hall of Famer Julius Peppers.
Going from college to the NFL, like, were there any moments that stand out in your memory?
I kicked a little bit at the end.
Yeah, okay. Right. I think it heard you talking a little bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story. Julius Peppers, obviously unbelievable talent. My rookie year, we had a play. You know, I broke it outside and kind of got blown dead. I think it was a flag on it. And he had me, like, right here, like, had, like, by my shoulder pads. And, like, I'm like, he's trying me. So I went like this. Like, I tried to hit his arm down and didn't move. And I tried to hit it again and didn't move. And then I'm looking at him like, all right, bro, like, come on. Like, let me go. And then that's, like, when I realized that, like, there's a difference between, like, grown men strength and, like, being strong in the weight room. And, yeah, that was probably, like, my most humbling moment of my life, not just on the football field, but as a man, too.
Dude, Julius Peppers is one of the biggest physical athletic freaks this world's ever seen.
No question.
Yeah, two-sport athlete, UNC, incredible pass rusher for many years. But, I mean,
he won the Green Bay, you know, we talk about the Green Bay-Dallas playoff game. that fumble he caused to DeMarco Murray.
That's right.
That really was the difference in that game.
Yeah.
Dallas was going in to score.
Big-time player. Mm-hmm. But they showed the clip of it where Julius Peppers is just not letting him go. And Barkley's like doing everything he can, bashing his hands off him.
Let me go.
And he's just not flinching at all.
That's the way I felt shaking Leonard Davis's hand back in 2010. I was like, good Lord.
That's a bear paw.
Yeah. Very.
With the big sweaty imposing. Glove on?
Yes. Had a big sweaty glove on.
Yeah.
We'll close it down with
like a hockey locker room after that.
Your Ashton Jeanty stat of the day. He was met at or behind the line of scrimmage 347 times during his career at Boise State.
Never
so he's getting
loss.
The ball, and he's at the line of scrimmage, or he's in the backfield when he's being contacted by defenders. He gained almost 1,500 yards after contact on those runs, resulting in over 1,000 yards gained. Jeanty is the first running back to ever top 1,000 yards on runs where initial contact occurred at or behind the line of scrimmage.
Damn. He's special, man.
He is, dude.
Unbelievable.
And Julius Peppers wouldn't want anything to do with that guy.
I just can't believe we're at a spot now where it's considered just about a foregone conclusion that he will not be available. No way for the Cowboys at 12. It is time now for that one segment of the week where you're encouraged to call in while drinking. It's what you're drinking and what you're thinking here at 877-881-1053. Ross Lebensky will get your phone call screened up. We'll have a baseball chat with Eric Nadell, and then we'll jump into your phone calls here. It's the G-Bag Nation.